A teacher shares his secrets. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. He teaches science using Legos and a robotic challenge, and he will tell you he's hardly the best teacher in the world. But since he is in the running for National Teacher of the Year, I thought we might get him to share a few secrets.
One of the things that I do is I welcome my students back to another day in paradise.
This is Washington State's new Teacher of the Year, Jeffrey Charbonneau, who teaches in a rural high school outside Yakima.
When you walk into my classroom, I'm going to listen to you as a person, and I'm going to design your educational experience to match you.
So there's secret number one, listen to the kids. Secret number two, stop thinking that the education system in this country is failing. Yes, that's what parents tend to say when the pollsters call them.
But if you ask them, how are your teachers of your students? Mm-hmm. They say, my teachers are great. Maybe we're actually misperceiving education across the United States.
He says that, in fact, schools are succeeding because of teachers who know how to get kids to put down their gadgets and pay attention, even when the subject is physics or math or even chemistry.
Hey, kids, you know what? I think we need to go blow something up tomorrow. So we're going to take a 5-gallon bucket, fill it with water. We're going to drop some sodium in it, and we're going to watch it explode.
And if it earns Jeffrey a spot on the no-fly list, so be it. His big wish is that the government would quit being so negative.
Across the government, they look at the test score, and they say how many kids didn't pass and what's wrong with education. Let's switch our message and start telling people what's right in education, and then maybe we'll have the conviction and the ability to rejuvenate some of these teachers that maybe have lost some of their passion.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.